And you are tuned to 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley and Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, we are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXC.org. Well, it's 7 o'clock on a Saturday night. Justine, you know what that means, don't you?
It's time for green cheese.
You told me that the moon was just a big balloon full of honey from the heavenly bees. But ever since you left me, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese. You promised me the sun, you promised me the moon, you promised me a hug and a squeeze. But what did I get, baby? Nothing but old green cheese. Every night when the sky is speckled and freckled by the stars above, every lover in the light of Luna wants to croon a little tune of love. They call it heaven's light, master of the night. Well, you can call it anything that you please, but I've just found out, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese.
Instead of a bicycle built for two, what about no kinds of bicycle at all, anymore, for anybody? There, are you happy now?
Every night when the sky is speckled, I'm haunted by memory of the time that astronaut Armstrong made a lot of history. He said it's quite a leap, so then I went to sleep because he put my mind at ease. I was sure he'd learn for certain that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese. I'm a man, not a man. That moon ain't nothing but old green cheese.
Oh, yeah. It's green cheese every Saturday night on KAXC.org. My name is Julie Crabb. I'm here tonight with a new co-host.
Not for a long time we haven't co-hosted together. Long time ago, my first show.
What's your name?
Justine Jacobson.
Okay, that's what I thought you
yeah,
said.
Sorry. Oh, yeah, I got to tell my name.
Yeah, that's right. And here it is. We ask questions, and you are brilliant listeners. Call 218-326-1234. It's a family show. Let's keep it clean. Sometimes there's a few questions that get out there that might elicit some sort of sniggering. Don't do it, okay? Just let us all laugh by ourselves, knowing what you meant, not what you said. Walk away from your source. That's key. What am I forgetting, Justine?
Oh, I don't have my list out. I'm just doing
just walk away from your source, yep. And listen on your device. When I say, hey, you're on green cheese, you'll hear it. You'll know it's your turn.
Yep.
And, you know, let's just have a good time tonight.
Yes.
Go ahead, Justine. You ask some questions first.
Sure. What 1961 song by Japanese singer Kiyo Sakamoto topped the charts worldwide? What... What is the name of the new Hulu documentary about the theft of the Wizard of Oz's ruby slippers from the Judy Garland Museum in Grand Rapids? What is the name of that new documentary? And on September 11th, 2001, what did the first plane hit?
And I've got some baseball questions since we're winding up our baseball season. And I got something to say about that Japanese song.
Mm-hmm.
I pretended like I knew those words. Mm-hmm. What Twins catcher had the highest batting average among MLB catchers and who was 2 and 3? What is the only word in the English language that uses all of the vowels in order? And again, that's not a baseball question, but I'm throwing it out there. In 1979, who took the final swing at bat without a helmet? And who produced more four-hit games than multi-strikeout games? What four best supporting actress nominees had less than 10 minutes screen time? There's four of them. And the Royals and the Twins became the first teams in history to each hit back-to-back-to-back home runs in the same game. Who hit them for each team? 218-326-1234. Higher on green cheese. Higher on green cheese. Oh.
Thank you.
There you go. I'm sorry. Now you're on green cheese. Go ahead. What do you got? Hello. Well, higher on green cheese.
Was that song Sukiyaki?
Ding, ding. It was Sukiyaki. Good job. Yep.
I pretend.
I know the singer died in the airplane crash.
Oh, I did not know this.
I did not know that either.
Now there's trivia for you. Where are you calling
that'd
from?
That'd be a good green cheese question.
Where are you calling from?
Team from Chisel. I think there's two people on the air at the same time right now.
Oh, well, maybe. Probably operator error, which would be me. Well, thanks a lot for calling from Chisholm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, you're on green cheese.
Howdy, Twins catcher you're looking for is Joe Mauer.
Oh, let me see. Hold on. What Twins catcher? Nope.
Oh, man.
I know. I've asked this question before, and we did get the one that had the highest batting average among MLB catchers, and that was, and I'm just going to go ahead and give it to you because it was Brian Harper, 65 on October 16th, 2024. So we're looking for number 2 and number 3, and Mauer isn't one of them. Where are you calling from? Oh, well, hi, you're on green cheese.
Hello?
Hi, you're on green cheese.
Hi, I'm calling about what the plane hit on September 11th, 2001.
Yes, uh-huh. What did the first plane hit?
It hit the World Trade Center, Tower number 2.
No, it did not hit Tower 2 first.
Oh, I thought it hit Tower 2 first.
Well, I'm going to double check myself.
Don't double check if that's not what you have. You just go with it. Where are you calling from?
Okay.
Where are you
calling from? Belle Plaine.
Belle Plaine.
Hey.
I was trying to give a message to the fishing camp up at Wabedo. So I figured they would be able to listen. I had to stream.
All righty then. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on green cheese.
Hi, Julie. I thought it was Sukiyaki, too, but I hesitated because I wasn't sure.
Well, you were right.
Now I'm sure. Yeah.
Nancy, good to hear from you. I remember when that song came out, I just was so enamored of it, and I tried to pretend like I knew every word, and I made it. It was really embarrassing. Sorry.
It's a lovely song.
Oh, really?
It's a lovely song.
I couldn't stand it.
Really?
Oh, I love it.
Really? And I like music, but it was just so...
Nancy from beautiful...
Predictable.
good to hear from you from beautiful downtown Almelin.
Okay, shout out to Ed from Cedar Island Lake.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nancy.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi again.
Hi.
I got disconnected.
I did, and I didn't get where you were calling from, so let's talk.
No, I was going to answer the 9/11 question.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm sure it's been answered by now.
Well,
hasn't it?
There was an attempt.
Yes.
Oh, the South Tower.
No. It wasn't the South Tower. But it was the North Tower, ding ding. Yeah, One World Trade Center, North Tower.
And okay, now, where are you calling from?
Calling from Anoka.
Hey, Anoka.
Nice to hear from you.
Hey.
Thanks for calling.
Nice to hear from you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah. Hi, it's Sweet Melissa. How
Hi,
are
sweet
you?
Sweet Melissa.
You are already getting it off really great. I'm really thrilled I got in right away. Wow.
I know.
I'm going to try to answer the question about the plane on September 11th. I think you, was it the first plane to hit the first building? Is that the question?
Yep. What did the first plane hit?
I want to say it was Flight 11 hitting the North Tower.
It was the North Tower. Yeah, that's what I was looking for. What did the first plane hit? Yep. One World Trade Center, North Tower. Thank you.
Good work, Sweet Melissa.
Yeah, I'll be giving you your shout out of Sourdough Sensei.
Ooh, I'm excited to hear all about Susie's journey.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, girl.
All right.
Bye. Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you.
Bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Oops, sucking away from my source. Sorry. Hi, Justine and Julie.
Hi, Janet.
This is Janet from Don and Janet. Here we are.
Uh-huh.
And I think I have the answer to Justine's question about the Hulu documentary about the theft of the ruby slippers.
Yes. What is the name of that?
Ruby Red-Handed.
Ruby Red-Handed. Ding, ding. Stealing America's most famous pair of shoes. Have you seen it?
Yes.
It's good,
we watched
it
the very first night it came out.
Oh, I'll have to watch that.
Yeah. I got to chat with the lead investigator who's in the, Brian Mattson, who's in the documentary.
Oh, that must have been cool.
Yep.
Yeah, we saw it on, it was highlighted on the news the night it came out. And I want to say that was like the night of the picnic, but because Don's son Jeff was up here.
Mm.
And when we came back from the picnic, we were like, hey, well, let's watch that. And it was actually quite interesting.
Mm-hmm. It was very well done.
Yeah, cool.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. So.
Good recommendations. I'll watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Yeah, you should. Shout out to Jeff, who's back in Woodridge right now, and also to Bill from the Home for Wayward Youth, who we saw at Riverfest last week.
I know. I saw him, too. Thanks so much.
I missed Bill.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
Thanks.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hi. Hi, ladies. Could you repeat the question about the English word with the vowel?
That was yours, Julie.
Oh, here it is right now. What is the only word in the English language that uses all of the vowels in order?
Well, I'm really worried about my spelling, and I was really tempted to, like, check it, but I didn't, because that's not fair. So I'm going to take a guess at facetious.
You don't have to guess anymore. You're right.
Ding, ding.
Oh. Good work.
Oh.
Where
wow.
are you? Yeah, where are you calling from?
This is Danger Camp Oahu.
Oh, Danger Camp.
Hey, Danger Camp.
Good to hear from you from Oahu. Don't even think that I'm going to ask you how the weather is, because I don't care. It was beautiful today here.
Yeah, it's pretty nice here. I'll take this
but
all
I'm
day.
But I'm super excited because we're heading for Minnesota on Monday, and I cannot wait to get there.
The Yay. Oh, cool. Good to hear from you.
Thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Julie Crab.
Oh, my God. Barrington, Illinois.
It's Barrington, Illinois.
I have missed you. Like, I can't even believe when I saw this pop up, I go, I thought about this last week. I thought, that guy just dropped us like a hot potato.
No, man. It's random, and I listen to you tonight, and it's beautiful.
Aww.
My son is here. He grew up listening to you. He shared with his girlfriend. He's like, we would do this every Saturday night.
the beautiful here we are. Thing.
And here you are still.
Yes, I am. I'm always here.
Yes.
And I will say this. I don't know the answer to any of your questions, but I'm going to say Kent Herbeck.
No.
Good guess.
Just to quote Roy Kent, no.
Okay. But, okay. Hey, so nice. So nice hearing you on the radio tonight.
Thanks.
So
nice. It's thanks, like Barrington.
Probably one of my favorite things.
Call again, okay?
Yeah. I'm going to listen, and I'm going to give answers next time. All right?
All right. Bye-bye.
All right.
I'm out of questions. Okay, since Sweet Melissa called, I'm going to do my little shout-out to her to explain the sourdough sensei. She gifted me with some of her sourdough starter at Riverfest last Saturday, and I named it Susie, and I'm also calling it Clint Yeastwood after Charlie Behrens. And I've been doing a deep dive into the dark art of bulk fermentation and the care and feeding of sourdough starters. So thanks from both of us, Jacobson's Sweet Melissa. And that'll bring me to a question. What is the target internal temperature range for determining bread doneness? What do these three people have in common? Yasuko Namba, Michael Groom, and Andy Harris. And let's do On This Day in 1916, the author of such children's books as James and the Giant Peach and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory was born. What is his name?
Okay, 218-326-1234. Let's see here. I've got some questions about 20th century literature. President Barack Obama modeled his book Dreams of My Father on this 1952 Ralph Ellison novel, Popocatépetl and Iztaccíhuatl. Wow, I did that good. Are the two mountains of this type that overshadow the characters of a 1947 Malcolm Lowry novel. In 1938, what novel won the Pulitzer Prize for Best Fiction? In 1940, and I'm not going to say any more because that would give it away, but I will add to it later. Oh, and we will answer a phone in just a second. In 1969, what Philip Roth novel was declared by the Australian government a prohibited import, probably because of the monologue about masturbating with the liver? 8218-326-1234. Moving on. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hi.
The author for James and the Giant Peach, would that be Roald Dahl?
Roald Dahl. Mm-hmm. Ding, ding. Good work.
Where are you calling from?
Awesome. We're calling from Half Moon Lake. This is the Corn Dog Crew.
Hi, Corn Dog.
Now, that is up like on the way to Virginia, correct?
Yes, yep, okay, yep, in Fayal Township.
Fayal Township. Cool. It's beautiful up there. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Pretty country.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Have a great night.
You too. Thanks for listening.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Simon the Lakes here.
Hey, Simon.
Hey, finally just get almost getting in several times, but anyway, finally got to the front of the line where my questions still haven't been answered. But anyway, actually, I was calling for Roald Dahl, but that's been got. But I know a couple of others, including masturbating with the liver. But I do know, I vividly remember reading that book when I was of such an age when,
let's leave it at that.
Made an impression.
going on with more,
Wait, Simon. So let's get it out of the way. What is it?
No, wait. Somebody else guessed that one.
I'm going to guess
just the other one to sound more lofty. That I'm not just in the gutter here. You know, I'll go with Grapes of Wrath for 1938. That won in 1940.
No.
Hello.
No.
Yes.
No.
That is in the Pulitzer Prize.
It was a different novel. But I was starting to give a second part of the question, which would have given away the first part of the question, and I accidentally said in 1940. So forget about in 1940. What 1938 novel won the Pulitzer Prize for Best Fiction? And it wasn't Grapes of Wrath. I think that might have been earlier, but I don't quote me on that.
Okay, well, anyway, I wish I'd gone with my first. I won't answer two questions now. I wish I'd gone with with masturbating with a whip. But I will, before the FCC gets out of it, I'll hang up and let somebody more appropriate talk for a while.
Who knew that would be the better choice?
That's right. Yeah. Thank you, ladies.
Thanks, Simon. Good to see you at Riverfest.
Yep. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I think I have an answer.
Okay.
It's about the bread?
Yes.
Yes, I believe it's 190 Fahrenheit.
You are close. You are very close. You're getting
there. Usually the line goes to 205.
Good. Yep. Ding, ding. I have 195 to 205.
Good work.
Ding, ding.
And I got you. Where are you calling from?
This is Don. I'm Don and Janet.
Oh, hi, Don. Here you are.
And here I am.
Thank you, sir.
Good job.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hi.
Aren't you going to ask me where I'm calling from?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Washington with Holland and Jody and Mike and Nazarene.
Well, when I saw the name, I thought it was going to be East Meadow, and clearly it's Washington.
Yes, but it would be via middle. What anyway?
Anyway,
we haven't heard much, but I think that possibly answer for the 1940. There's a lot going on right now. Is it To Kill a Mockingbird?
No.
Okay, Roy Kent.
Nope. And
all right.
Forget about the 1940. It's a 1938 novel that won the Pulitzer Prize for Best Fiction.
All right. So all I'm going to say is that I'm going to give a shout out to all those people that I mentioned before that are on the other side of the door because I'm out in the hallway.
Okay. All right, then.
All right, then.
Thanks, Betsy.
Goodbye.
Bye.
They're like barking dogs.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
I'm calling about the book.
Okay.
My husband, the Wizard of Almelin. Of Mice and Men?
No.
Nope. Goodness.
And my way for checking if the bread is done is tap on it. If it sounds hollow, it's done.
Yeah, that's true, Nancy.
That's kicking it old school, babe.
Yep, okay.
That works, too. You get to hear it. You get to the feel for it. You get to know.
Yeah, right.
Thanks, Nancy.
Thanks, Nancy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi.
Yes.
The book from 1938 is Gone with the Wind?
That is correct,
ding,
sir.
Ding.
All right.
Where are you calling from?
This is Sandy Township Underground.
Ooh.
Nice.
Okay.
Mysterious.
Underground. Yeah, not regular at Sandy Township. It's underground.
Right.
Okay, good work. Thanks for calling.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Underground.
Oh, hey, Simon the Lakes again.
Hey, Simon.
Hey, a friend just texted me also and said that Grapes of Wrath was released in 1938, and it definitely won the Pulitzer Prize in, so anyway, must have won it a different year.
Well, here's the thing.
But anyway, must have run it a different year.
I'm going to give that to you, too, because I got what I have was Gone with the Wind, and I think that they were like, you know, clearly at the same time.
And I think when they're released, it doesn't mean if one becomes popular a year later, it can be they're in the pool. I don't know how is it actually when they're released or when they suddenly catch the imagination? I'm not sure which it is. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, true. And I think that seems like a really good place to find some questions about Pulitzers.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, anyway, as I'm on, I'm going to now, as this is a separate call, I will answer Portnoy's complaint.
Thank you, sir.
Ding, ding.
Thank you, Simon.
Yes, all right. Get that one out the way with now, but I can justify it as it's a separate call. Yep. Thank you, ladies.
Thanks, Simon.
Yep, good night.
Bye.
We receive support from the Loft Events Center in downtown Bemidji, providing a multi-purpose event space that accommodates groups of all sizes up to 150 for wedding receptions, business meetings, concerts, and more. Info about the Loft Center rates and packages at BemidjiLodge.com. Back to you, Julie.
Okay. Let's see here. We've got, while filming a scene, Humphrey Bogart suggested a line based on Prospero's "In the Tempest, we are much stuff as dreams are made on," which doesn't appear in the Dashiell Hammett novel it was based on. Salim Sanai discovers that anyone born in India between midnight and 1 a.m. on August 15, 1947, has supernatural powers in Midnight's Children, written by whom? 218-326-123.
Can I refresh my questions? Because all mine have been answered.
Sure.
Okay. Another bread question. A wood, cotton rope, or stoneware corded bowl, sometimes with a cotton lining, that is used to shape and proof bread is called a what? What do these people have in common? I'm adding to the list that I started before. Maka Lugau, Pete Shaning, and Martin Adams. In what year were the ruby slippers stolen from the Judy Garland Museum? And on 9/11, the passengers aboard Flight 93 fought back against the terrorists who had hijacked the plane, forcing them to crash in a field near what Pennsylvania town?
Okay, let's go here. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm calling about the best actress or best supporting actress winners with less than, what is it, 10 minutes of screen time?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Would one of them be Dame Judi Dench?
That is correct.
Ding, ding.
Yep.
And what
was it? Do you know what the movie was?
Elizabeth. No, Shakespeare in Love.
Yes, that's right.
Good job.
Yeah, she actually had 5 minutes and 52 minutes.
And she only needed 5 minutes and 42 seconds.
That is correct.
Ding, ding.
Thank
incredible.
You.
Incredible stuff. All right.
Yeah. Where are you calling from?
This is Old Man Johnson's kid calling from Gun Lake.
Hey, good to hear
shout
you.
Shout out to the kitchen crew.
Thanks so much for calling.
Wonderful. Thank you.
All right.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, what's up? Walking away from my sword.
Hi, Peach.
Hi, Keach.
Hi, get your dump button ready because apparently I can't control
myself. We shouldn't need it anymore with
please,
you.
Please, please.
Yep. How are you doing there, Ms. Crab?
I'm doing great, and I've been waiting to hear from you, sir.
Maybe you ought to work more. Anyways, what was that question about the three people that have in common, and then you name three more?
Yep.
Yeah, could you repeat that one?
Sure. I'll read them all off to you. I've got Yasuko Namba, Michael Groom, Andy Harris, Maka Lugau, Pete Shaning, and Martin Adams.
Well, in honor of Mike Berry, those are six men who have never been in my kitchen.
Well, there you
know,
go.
I can't disagree. I'm taking your word for
you
it.
You are correct, sir.
Yep. Right. Ding,
hey,
ding.
Nice little write-up in the Star Tribune.
Wasn't it great? Yeah, it was great.
Yep. So, congratulations on that. And Keith from Parts Unknown, let me get a shout-out to Brady Joe Bachman from Nordeast.
Thanks, hon. Nice to hear from you.
I hope she calls. Thanks so much, Keith.
Yeah, they do have something else in common other than that they haven't been in Keith's kitchen. So,
hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, this is the Corndog crew calling in with another answer for an author.
Aren't you on Scooty Lake?
No, we're on Half Moon Lake, but we're Scooty crew. That's our other.
That's what I thought.
So yeah, shout out to Scooty crew for sure from the Corndog crew. We're calling about Midnight Children. Is that Salman Rushdie?
It is Salman Rushdie. Good ding, work. Ding. Good work.
Cool.
Let me make sure I cross. Do the correct. Okay, there we go. Crossed off my list.
Crossed it off the list. Thanks for a great show.
Thank you.
Shout out to everyone else out there. Shout out to Simon for sure. Nancy from downtown Lake Omelin. We actually stayed there in our Westie this past summer. Beautiful place.
Cool.
So yeah, thanks for a great show.
Thanks. Thanks for taking us along.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, Simon the Lake again. The Ruby Slippers,
yeah.
A friend of mine who actually calls and listens to Green Cheese sometimes, Pam Dowell, she's become a local authority on the whole thing. That's really made a study of it. Anyway, it was August he was overnight between the 27th to the 28th of August, 2005.
Correct. Ding, ding. Yep.
Yes. And, well, I won't bore you with any more details, but
one more plug. One more plug for the documentary. Have you seen it, Simon?
There you go. That's right. Yep. Indeed.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All thanks. Right. Thank you, ladies. Good night.
Bye. Good night. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Good evening, Green Cheese. This is Canada calling.
Canada.
Oh, there you are. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, yeah. We missed last week, but we're back in the saddle tonight.
Nice.
So the question about the Pennsylvania plane crash of Flight 93 on 9/11, that was Shanksville.
Shanksville. Ding, ding. Yep. Thank you.
Hard to believe that was 24 right? years ago already.
I went there the year after, and Shanksville was low, just a big open field.
Yep.
It hadn't had anything yet, and it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's, crazy how time flies. So John in Sudbury, Ontario.
Yes. Thanks, John.
And we'll just give a shout-out to all the regulars and any new listeners, and goes without saying, but remember to support public radio.
Yeah, thank
all
you.
Time.
Hear him.
Very important right now. And everybody take care. Good show, ladies, so far.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'm just being told that it was answered, but it was 2005 for the Ruby Slippers.
Correct. Ding, ding.
I just got a question. Was the Judy Garland Museum at the Central Square School before it is where it is right now?
Yes, it was.
Okay. I thought it was because I remember years and years ago going up there and seeing all that stuff.
Right. Yeah. And then they moved it over there. They got their own place. And, well, that's where the thievery took place.
Yeah. Huh.
Well, thanks.
They wouldn't fit me anyway, so I wouldn't take them.
Thanks for calling.
You got to watch that documentary. It's crazy.
Bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I'd like to give a shot at that question about the lined basket for proofing bread.
Yes.
I've always called it a Benetton, and I don't know if that's...
Ding, ding.
You've got? Oh, good. Yep. Okay, great.
Yep. What language is that from?
I'm guessing it's French.
It is French.
Yeah. Yep. It sounds like, all good bread things come from France. So
they do know their bread.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Where are you calling from?
This is Migrating Warblers in Bemidji.
Oh,
hey,
good
guys.
To hear from you.
Yeah, and shout out to OJ in Prairie City, Oregon.
Sweet.
I believe that they will listen and call in.
I hope so.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, hi. Did anybody answer that Dashiell Hammett question?
No.
Is it the Maltese Falcon?
It sure is.
Ding, ding.
Thanks for calling. Awesome. Where are you calling from?
This is PJ from Hickory Lake.
Hi, PJ.
Can you give a shout out?
You bet.
Thanks for calling.
Yep. Crew from on Schwartz's Island at Cutaway Lake.
Cutaway Lake. Okay, good.
Sweet.
Gotcha.
I love hearing all the lake names.
Me too. Thanks so much for calling.
It's way there. Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye. Support for KAXE comes from Edwards LaPlante Construction in Grand Rapids, providing new residential construction, remodeling, siding, and window projects since 1957. More information at edwardslaplante.com. And we also receive support from Clock Owl Brewing Company in Grand Rapids, making traditional old world styles of beer as well as modern classics. For 7 years now, their tap room is open Monday through Saturday, noon to 8, Sunday from noon to 6. More info at clockowlbrewing.com. I've got a couple of questions I can throw out there. The poverty-stricken Bundren family attempt to bury the remains of Addie Bundren in her hometown of Jefferson, Mississippi, in As I Lay Dying, written by whom? Here's another Pulitzer Prize-winning novel from 1947, taken from a nursery rhyme, Humpty Dumpty. European cousin Countess Olenska disrupts Newland Archer and May Welland's perfect marriage in what 1920 Edith Wharton novel?
Okay. We got the answer for the wood, cotton rope, or stoneware corded bowl called a banneton. What is the German word for this bread form? What do these people have in common? I'm adding to my list. Lou Kosciuszko, Sardar Angdorji, and David Brashears. On this day, September 13th, 1963, which Texas entrepreneur launched a cosmetics company with $5,000 in life savings? And what Italian name for the American mafia means our thing in English?
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, Sam the Lake here again.
Yes,
as I lay dying, William Faulkner.
That is correct,
ding,
sir.
Ding.
Good work.
All right. Thank you both.
Thanks.
Thank you, Simon.
Yep. Yep. Good night.
Good night.
Night.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
I didn't even think I got through that fast. This is Carla from Rob and Carla on Widow Lake.
Okay.
The Edith Wharton novel is The Age of Innocence.
That is correct.
Ding, ding.
Good work.
Yay. All right. Thanks. Yeah. Good to hear your voice again, Julie.
Thank you so much for calling.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Bye. One more question on some 20th century literature. On Friday noon, July 20th, 1714, the finest bridge in all Peru broke and precipitated five travelers into the gulf below. Begins the Bridge of San Luis Rey by whom? And I will also, do you have a couple questions more?
Oh, just the ones that I just gave.
Okay, all right. Yeah, then I'll go on with this.
I gave like four. So.
This legendary Homeric character designed the Trojan horse. Who was that? Jade Thirlwall, Perry Edwards, Jesse Nelson, and Leanne Pinnock are the original members of what British girl group? And 2002 BBC poll selected what Bette Midler song as the UK's most popular song played at funerals? Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello again.
Hi.
I got a couple for you.
Okay.
The 47 Pulitzer winner.
Yes.
All the King's Men.
That is correct.
Ding, ding.
And the mafia question?
Yeah.
Cosa Nostra.
Cosa Nostra. Capiche? Hey, Fazu.
Ebene.
Where are you calling from?
Calling from Anoka.
Hey. Anoka again. Good to hear from you. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, hi. Just calling to find out if you got an answer for the mafia. One thing question.
We just got it, but what do you got?
La Cosa Nostra.
Cosa Nostra.
Good work.
Thank you. Ding, ding.
Nope.
Where are you calling from?
It's PJ from Hickory Lake.
Okay, thanks PJ. Thanks. Good job.
Thanks you bet.
For calling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Is it like the wind beneath your wings or candle in the wind? Okay.
Wind beneath ding. My wings and... Sorry, that's just personal here. I had something I just need to cough up.
Agreed. Okay. Shout out to Nancy and Omeland.
Yes.
This is Ed from Cedar Ann Lake.
Ed. Hi, Ed. Our former liege, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Higher on Green Cheese.
Did you ever know that I'm a hero?
Keats, you have a beautiful singing voice. We got to do karaoke after the next picnic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Heck yeah.
Good job, sir.
That's it. I think I just heard Mojo and Asana get it wrong before me. Did that happen?
Never.
Oh, okay. Oh, dang it.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Bye.
Yep, have a good evening.
Thank you for that.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh. Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Ask me where I'm calling from.
I know where you're calling from, Tulalip.
We have a group now. Here,
we're not so in Tulalip.
There's more.
Tulalip. So right. Where are you calling from?
Where are you calling from?
Everett.
Everett.
Everett, Washington.
Yes.
The answer to
the funeral,
the funeral song, Bettner song, When Beneath My Wings.
Got it right before ding, ding, you. Yep. And yeah, and then Keith just sang it, and I'm still ill.
Oh, thank God he sang it. Okay, here's the other thing I want to say.
Yeah.
Is that Simon sang something about masturbating with liver. I want that as my new ringtone.
I've asked him. Now that he answered it, I didn't think this needed to be brought up again, Betsy.
Great band name.
I didn't even know what it was about. That's all I heard. And I heard.
And you've never read Portnoy's Complaint, I bet.
I have not. Of course I'm not. I'm not a monster. Okay, that is all. Good night.
Good night. Thanks, Betsy. Higher on green cheese.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Great. How about you?
Hello.
Hi.
Good. It's Claudie calling from the backyard in St. Michael.
Hi.
Okay. Hello. And the Bette Midler song,
yes,
for funerals.
Yep.
That one is Wind Beneath My Wings.
Yes, ding, ding, it is. Uh-huh.
All right. Shout out to Betsy and Jim.
Okay.
And all the other green cheesers tonight.
Thanks so much for calling.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Hell, hi, you're on green cheese.
All right. So you named like a bunch of women that are in a British band.
Yeah. Yes.
Spice Girls.
No, come on, Barrington. Would I ask such an easy question?
You would.
I would
sometimes
not.
You do. You're stinky good sometimes. You know that, right?
Stinky good.
That's why I love you. So all have right. A good night.
Thanks, Barrington. Bye bye. Higher on green cheese.
The Cosmetics Company, founded in 1963.
Yep.
Was it Mary Kay?
Mary Kay. Yep. What was her last name? Do you know?
Gosh, I should, but I don't.
Mary Kay Ash.
Yeah, because I don't Mary know that Kay many Ash, people,
yeah.
Except that those were the yeah. inner circle, you know, knew that her last name was Ash. But how many people drove a pink car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. How many people earned a pink car?
Earned a pink car. They don't do that
anymore.
Man,
unless. No.
No.
I don't even know if Mary Kay exists anymore.
I don't know if it does either.
I don't know either.
I don't think Tupperware does either because most of the people I know are getting rid of Tupperware.
Tupperware does. I don't think it's a home-based thing anymore.
Pyramid scheme.
So they went out of business.
Oh, did they? I still have my Tupperware.
I still have some from... 1963.
Some of it's worth money.
I bet I know what color they are. Gold and green.
Burnt orange.
Pink, green, and yellow.
Oh, beautiful.
Thanks, Nancy. Yeah.
Thanks,
okay,
Nancy.
Okay, shout out to Calamity Jane.
Okay.
Hi, you're on green cheese.
Hi, has anyone answered the who built the Trojan horse question?
Oh, say again?
Sorry.
Has anyone answered the who built the Trojan horse question?
No.
Was that Epius?
Who?
Epius, I believe it's pronounced.
Essius? No, that's not who I have.
Okay. Do you have Odysseus?
I do. That's who I have.
Odysseus.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right. Now, where are you calling from?
This is one of the Balkan boys, the one out in Grand Fork.
Oh, hey, Balkan right boys. Now,
right now, I'm calling in just outside of Hibbing, so if the other one's listening, I'm almost back home.
Okay. Julie was trying to mouth something to me, and I wasn't paying attention because I'm not a good lip reader. Now I know what she was trying to say. Hey, Ben.
Thanks for calling, Balkan boys.
Thanks.
Sure thing. Have a good show.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Higher in green cheese.
Yeah, the makeup saleswoman.
Yeah.
Mary Kay, right?
Yep. Mary Kay. Ding ding!
I spent some time selling Mary Kay back in my youth.
I bet you threw a good party.
Wait a minute! I'm turning to prayer now that this is true. And if you knew me, you know I don't often turn to prayer. So,
Ms. Crab, prayer will not help you now. It's better yet on green cheese. Prayer is out the window.
All right, sir. Thanks for calling.
Adios.
Thanks, Keach.
All right, here we go. The award for the player who best exemplifies sportsmanship and community involvement in baseball has been named after what athlete since 1973? Despite striking visual similarities to the rapper's work, installation artist James Turrell has repeatedly denied that he had anything to do with the direction of what Drake music video? Let the war begin on Drake. Also, this, what is the term for the geocultural region that spans central Iran through northern Iraq to eastern Syria and eastern Turkey? 218-326-1234.
Still looking for the German word for the bread form that is used to shape and proof bread. Adding to my list of what do these people have in common. The farther I get down the list, the more recognizable I think it will be for people who know about this. Neil Beidelman, Dale Cruz, and Sandy Hill Pittman. On this day in 1971, prisoners rioted and seized control of an upstate New York prison in a four-day revolt in which 32 prisoners and 11 guards and employees were killed. Yeah. What is the name of that prison?
Oh, yeah.
Which British comedian's characters include Philomena Kunk and Mandy Cotta?
If only I could answer that question, I'd be on the line right now. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, good evening. Has the James Turrell question been answered?
No.
I kind of missed it. It's a What Drake music video, right?
Yeah.
Hotline Bling.
That is correct,
ding,
sir.
Ding.
Good work.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from? Not to open up those gates or anything, but go on.
Oh, sure. I was about to start singing the song. No, it's all right. It's better for everybody. This is the Chisholm Cheesers.
Hey, Chisholm.
Shouting out the Riley Lake Bunch and Jody's brilliant young professionals. Nice. Thank you.
Nicely done, sir. Thanks for calling. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello again.
Hi.
Anoka here.
Yes, sir.
Starting to recognize you.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Your geopolitical area?
Yes.
Eastern Turkey and that sort of thing?
Yep.
Kurdistan.
That is correct.
Ding, ding.
Good work, Anoka. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye. Good job. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I think I got the one about the award from 1973, the player that it was named after.
Yeah.
Is it Roberto Clemente?
That is correct.
Ding,
very
ding.
Good. Where are you calling from?
This is John from Grand Rapids.
Hi, John.
Hi,
thanks
John.
For calling.
Hey, thanks for the baseball question.
You bet. I've got more. Thanks for calling. Oopsie. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, it's your daughter.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm calling about the bread shaping.
Yes.
But I have second thoughts now that I've waited in the queue. I was calling to guess cloche, but I know that you're not looking for that now because you were looking for the German. Is that correct?
Yep, correct. Yep.
Cats. All right, then. I should have hung up.
That's it?
East Meadowlands.
Okay.
That's it.
East Meadowlands.
I hear you're the bread expert.
I mean, I'm a pretty, that term is being used very loosely.
Oh.
My mother, who is truly my biggest champion, and so therefore a terrible liar about her daughter.
No. All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, Larry the Liar from West Evelyn.
Hi, Larry.
I love a liar.
I only use that handle because they tell the truth all the time, and that's really boring.
Uh-huh.
Attica.
No, you're supposed to say, I've never lied in my life until now, and that's the truth. Never mind.
No, that'd really be whitewashing it.
Thanks for calling. Good Attica.
Attica,
I would like a quick shout out to somebody I'm trying to recruit.
Okay.
Rob from Sturgeon Lake.
Okay, Sturgeon Ooh. Lake, south of us here.
Yep. I think I'm going to get him hooked. And Rob, if you start calling in, it's $5 every time you get the question right.
Good work. That's a way to set it up. Let's gamble. I like this.
Yep. Supporting the
Thank
station.
You.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Larry.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, hi. Did you get the answer for the New York prison riot?
We just did, but what do you got?
I thought it was Sing Sing.
Nope, it was Attica.
Attica, okay. Yep. Thank you.
You All bet. Right. Thanks for calling.
You bet.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Jesse. Randy from Farmington.
Hi, Eric Randy. Dad.
I'm sure the question's probably been answered about the prison riot.
It did, but what is your answer?
Attica.
Ding, ding, yep. You got
Attica.
It.
Attica.
Attica.
He yelled it.
Good job, Randy.
Oh.
Are you in Farmington?
Oh. Oh, yeah, of course I am.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
I'm coming up to Grand Rapids soon, but anyway, I would say I shout out to Eric on Inky Lake there in Lawrence Township, and you guys have a great evening.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for calling, Randy. Good to hear from you. Shout out to Farmington.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, ladies. Simon the Lakes one more time, then I'll give it a rest. Well, I had called to answer Attica, but that's been answered at least 150 times while I've been holding here. So I will. You asked something about Philomena Kunk. Was it whose character was she? Who played her?
Correct.
Yes, Diane Morgan.
Diane Morgan. Ding, ding. Yep, Philomena Kunk.
All right.
Say that carefully. And Mandy Carter. Andy Carter.
I know, yes, I know. got to be careful. You folks for saying you're worried about the dump button. You're dancing around the edge.
we are.
Just hit that K.
For some of us who struggle to be appropriate, then you're throwing us a certain amount of red meat. But anyway, before I get in any trouble, I'll get off the air. So.
Thank you, sir.
Popping the K on that one.
Good night.
Thanks.
Higher on green cheese.
Well, apparently half your demographic is familiar with prison.
Apparently.
And I myself have done a little tour of the local jails around Minnesota.
Yeah.
And
Do we want to know more, really, Cheech?
No, I got some good stories, Julie. I got some good stories.
Oh, I bet you do.
All of them were basically misunderstanding.
Right. They were trying to scare you straight. Is that correct, sir?
No. It was just misunderstanding.
A copy.
All
a
I got to say is, Attica!
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 You got it. Ding, ding.
Hi, you're on green cheese.
Hi. Got an answer for the prison where there was a vault in New York.
Yeah?
Yep.
Attica.
That is correct.
Ding, ding. Yep, good job.
Thanks for calling. Where are you calling from?
John from Gun Lake.
Hey,
Gun
John Lake. From good Gun to hear Lake. From you. Yep.
Bye bye.
Yeah, been a while.
Yeah,
good to have you back.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Bye bye. All right, I've got some. I'm going to give you some literary titles, and here's how we're going to do this. I'm going to give you an example. We did these many, many years ago, but I feel like we can filter them back in because you guys forgot. I don't know about that. But here's the example. I'm going to say something like this. The A of HF. So you're going to tell me the name of the novel based on those letters. And the A of HF would be The Adventures of Huck Finn. So here we go. I'm going to give you three, four of them. The A of MJP. The A of MJP. The A of MX. And the A of TS. 218-326-1234.
Okay, still looking for the German word for the bread form that is used to shape and proof bread. Adding to my list of people, what do they have in common? Charlotte Fox, Tim Madsen, and Lena Gammelgaard. Who are the three human characters in Land of the Lost? And what is Jason Bourne's real name?
Oh, I love those movies. John Calipari has coached what college basketball team since 2009. What animals' extant species are the white, black, Indian, and Sumatran? Bergman's rule dictates that the body mass of an animal increases with what change in the environment? Higher on green cheese.
Hey, Julie Crabb.
Yes, sir.
Mojo from the soda.
Mojo. Hi, Mojo.
Hey, Justine, I heard you were on.
Yeah, fun, huh?
You're sounding good.
Thanks. You too.
Yeah, I'm not in the sauna tonight, though. We're up at Busty Lake.
Busty?
Just down the road. Yeah, Busty's Lake up in Effie, Minnesota.
Okay, yes. I know where Effie is.
Yep, but we're going to go with that ATS. Is that the Adventures of Tom Sawyer?
That is correct.
Ding, ding.
The A of and TS. That's correct. Good work.
Good. That's the only one I've known all night, so it's taken me a while to get in.
Well, I'm glad you called and got in, Mojo. Thanks
so much. Good to
hear
from you, yeah.
So shout out back to Keith from Parts Unknown and Don and Janet. I heard they were on earlier.
Yep, yep, they were.
So I'll keep listening. Great show, ladies. Thank you.
Thanks,
you. Mojo.
Higher on green cheese.
That's so cool. You guys are the best.
Oh.
I've been living in Hackensack for a long time, and this is the highlight of my life. I
what?
Thank you. I just want to play something for you.
Okay.
Hey. Thank you.
Nice.
That's awesome in Hackensack. I am so happy you got through just to do that.
That's cool.
I'm not supposed to do this at night, but it's so much fun.
Oh, I'm so glad you called. Thank you.
You're awesome. Thank you.
So are you. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Hi, you're on green cheese.
I believe Marshall, Will, and Holly were on a routine expedition, and then they experienced the greatest earthquake ever known.
High on a rapids, it struck their tiny raft and plunged them down 1,000 feet below.
1,000 feet below.
Good job.
And they met Chaka. That's a bonus question.
That's my next
Lake. Shout out to everybody.
That's my next question. What kind of creature is Chaka?
What are we talking about here?
Oh, yeah. Who are the three human characters in Land of the Lost?
Okay.
Marshall, Will, and Holly, yeah.
Yep. What kind of creature is Chaka?
What kind of creature is he? Like a little Bigfoot.
Yeah, but there's an actual name for him.
Really?
Yeah.
I know the Sleethback.
That was the question after that. I'll save that for another show.
Somebody will call in.
I'll stop talking then.
All right. Where are you calling from?
Ed from Cedar Island Lake. Shout out to everybody.
Ed, thanks, good work. Ed. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Hi, you're on green cheese.
All right. I'm taking a stab at Justine's question because it has become quite tiresome, to be honest with you. All those people were on the International Space Station out in space.
That's a great guess, though.
That is
you're kind of getting into the ballpark, and thanks for taking a guess at that. Yeah.
All right. Well, and
yeah,
very good. It's also a very good question. What the hell was Chaka?
Somebody's gonna know.
Chaka was creepy. All right, adios.
Bye. Higher on green cheese.
Hello.
Hi, this must be Anoka.
Yeah, somebody's got to be. The Jason Bourne question, has that been answered?
It has not.
David Webb.
David Webb, ding, ding.
Good work.
Good job.
Ding, ding.
Thank you, Anoka.
All right. I'm retiring for the night.
Oh, thank you so much.
No, say it is so. Love hearing from you.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right.
Bye-bye.
Higher on green cheese.
Yeah, I think I have an answer, but could you repeat the question about the animals farther or environmental something changes?
Oh, okay. Here we go here. Oh, Bergman's rule dictates that the body mass of an animal increases with what change in environment?
Okay.
I don't want to embarrass myself, but I know the farther north they go, the bigger they get.
Okay.
But I don't know if that's environmental.